Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Look at this morning, Alan. $505,922 in our lockbox challenge. Of course, we need $1 million. And now I guess we're waiting for the whoosh.
Oh, you know, I think we're seeing the whoosh already, David. You know, there is this moment when everybody just indicates that they're with us. And that's what's been happening. The entire group is together. And we've only been on the air for 2 days, but we have to do this because we still can't have a regular fund drive. Next time we'll be able to do that, but you got to get 19 volunteers in, and that isn't happening this time, but it will happen the next time. Now, hey, look, we could have a one-day fund drive in the beginning of June, but it would be very, very hard. So now is a time when everybody looks into their own self and says, how important is this radio station to me? So it's a question of how do we keep it going? Does everybody put just a little in order to make it happen? And if everybody does, it's over. Now, do I believe that we could end this fund drive today, this very day? Yeah, I do, because there are 500,000 people listen every month. If everybody just does a little, it'd be great. And if you can do it today and go to WAMC.org, it would be wonderful. We just love you and we respect you, and there's nothing I can say except that we really are counting on you. So everybody, do what you can. And David, for all that you're doing, we thank you.
And to you, so many wrote in, I heard yesterday, saying, you know, I wait for Alan's commentary at 7:45 in the morning. And, you know, it's appointment listening. It's our regular routine. And we don't want to lose it on our side as much as all of our listeners want to keep this station going. WAMC.org. You know,
it is, David, a wonderful moment when something like this, and believe me, that's how it started, can be created by everybody participating. And that's what we have. And we can't say thank you or we love you enough.
We can't. Well, the anniversary yesterday, of course, of George Floyd's murder. Pain and grief mingle with hope at ceremonies marking his death, said the New York Times across the country. In a year when activists have pushed for police reform, they worry that not enough attention has been paid to the systemic inequalities of American life. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden met with the family of George Floyd at the White House. The path forward now for the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act remains unclear. Biden says he is hopeful that sometime after Memorial Day, we'll have an agreement. Do you think we will have an agreement, Alan?
Well, I think there will be reforms. I think the major reform that happens is at the local level. Police departments are recruiting and training in an assiduous way that they may not have done before. We have all known cops, and I certainly have, who are off the wall. So the idea that you could pass a law is an important one. But more important than even passing the law, which of course everybody wants to see reforms, is the idea that each individual local police department will recruit and train in such a way that a George Floyd and so many more incidents cannot happen again. It all depends on who you have working in your police department. And it was once described to me, I was talking to somebody about a local police department. They said, this guy has a record from your fingers to your elbow. So a lot of these departments know who they have on. There are difficulties in firing. Believe me, it's not easy. There's civil service laws that apply in many cases. So you got to say, somebody walks over that line, they are punished, and in some cases, they are fired.
Speaking of punishment, New York prosecutors have convened a special grand jury to consider evidence in a criminal investigation into former President Donald Trump's business dealings. The development signals that the Manhattan District Attorney's Office is moving towards seeking charges as a result of its 2-year investigation, which included a lengthy legal battle to obtain Trump's tax records. In a statement, Trump called the investigation a witch hunt, said it's driven by highly partisan Democrat prosecutors. The investigation appears to be moving.
It does, David. Let us just say that pressure has been mounting. They've been assembling material for a long time. You put a grand jury together and you say you're going to meet 3 days a week for 6 months, at least, you are indicating that you're moving ahead. Trump is a liar. We know that. He'll say anything to get away from responsibility. But hey, facts are facts. We have Letitia James combining her forces with those of the district attorney, Cyrus Vance, in New York. Let's just see whether or not it's talk or whether it's actually beginning to happen. We've all been told that the material is there now, millions of documents and pages. But let's just hope the people who are doing this investigation know what they're doing and are committed to it.
How about knowing where it came from? We're talking about the COVID-19 virus. The Health and Human Services chief from the Washington Post calls for follow-up probe on the origin of the pandemic. The theory that the coronavirus came from a lab in Wuhan, China, has gained traction amid criticism of an international probe and reports that several workers were ill in November 2019, weeks before the virus was officially identified.
And you know, David, that I've been talking about this for a long time. And when I mentioned it, I got a certain amount of criticism, and, you know, I was open to it. And of course, it is coincidental, David, that the virus starts in a place where this lab is. If it turns out that it came from there, and, you know, it may even be that the American taxpayer had something to do with it, because apparently some money was put into that place, then I think we're going to have to take a look at the way we do things. If this can happen once, it can happen many times. So yes, I think the Wuhan lab issue is very much on the table.
Speaking of on the table, it would be ridiculous if we lost this opportunity to get through another fund drive and keep this station alive. WAMC.org, Alan. Amazing, amazing family of WAMC.
It is. Just watching what everybody is doing is so reaffirming. But the thing I love about all of this is that we're having fun. It's fun to raise this money. It's fun to have this affirmation. And you know what? Everybody is part of it, and we all know it. WAMC.org are the magic words.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us.